This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and today we continue our study of the qualities of the love of God. We have already talked about 11 qualities of God's love. Among these are the fact that it's universal, that it's protective, that it's understanding, non-forgetful, it's indestructible, and it's powerful. Today we want to study the fact that the love of God is demanding. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 22, the Apostle Paul said, "If any man love not the Lord, let him be anathema." That shows us the importance of our loving God. God, you see, in spite of the fact that He loves everybody, and He does, for the Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world," and that means everybody, "God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So God loves everybody, but yet He demands that we love Him in return. And the Bible makes clear, as I just quoted from 1 Corinthians 16:22, that if one does not love God, then he rests under the anathema, that is, under the curse of God. And that simply means that all those who do not love God in return for His love will be lost in eternity. The love of God is demanding. It demands a response upon our part. In John chapter 14 and verse 15, Jesus emphasized this demanding characteristic of God's love when He said, "If you love Me, you will keep My commandments." Now, if it's the case that one must love God to be saved, and if it is further the case that if one loves Him, he will obey Him, then it follows that one must obey Him in order to be saved. And that certainly fits with what the Bible teaches in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, when the Bible teaches in regard to the Lord Jesus Christ, "Though He were a son, yet learned He obedience by the things which He suffered. And being made perfect, He became unto all them that obey Him the author of eternal salvation." Notice the Lord wants to be the Savior of everybody, but as a matter of fact, He is the Savior only of those that obey Him. And this fits again in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3 when the Bible says, "For this is the love of God, that you keep His commandments." I emphasize that because there are many people who think that loving God entails nothing more than just saying that you love Him, or going about saying Jesus, or saying that you believe in Him, or that you trust in Him. Of course, to confess Christ is necessary, but it's one thing to be necessary and another thing to be sufficient. It is necessary for me to live very long to breathe air. I can live no more than 5 or 6 minutes without breathing. But just breathing air is not sufficient for me to continue to live. I must also drink water and eat food and exercise. And so while it's necessary for me to say that I believe in God and I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and that I love Him, that He is the Son of God, that isn't sufficient. I must manifest my love in obedience to the will of God. And that entails repentance, a change of mind about my sin, a turning of my life away from evil toward the good that God would have me to do. It demands also that I confess Him with my mouth. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. And it entails as a penitent believer my being baptized, immersed in water, being buried not in the grave of fire that we all deserve because of our sins, but in the grave of water which is baptism, that we might be saved by the blood of Christ. For Paul made clear that we are baptized not only into Him, but into His death. That means we're baptized into being beneficiaries of all the spiritual blessings that are offered to man through the blood of Christ. So the love of God is demanding. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll take this lesson with you, apply it to your life, bring your own life into harmony with it. And I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.